Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Friends, today we're going to be reflecting on Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 38. This is gold. So I hope that you can hear these words with new ears today. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them. Lend, expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as also your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will be in return measured out to you." That's Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 27 through 38. And we conclude not only with a stunning image of measures, but a tongue-tier thing. What's that called? What's that called? Tongue twister. That's what it's called. Hey, welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. This is great, okay? We kind of encapsulate a lot of what we know as the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's Gospel in these verses from Luke chapter 6. And a couple themes that I want to pull out of here. You know, we've heard these words. We've heard many of these phrases that have been used sort of as little sound bites from time to time. And for what it's worth, they are useful in that context to us, right? You know, do to others as you would have them do unto you, right? If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. We see a number of scenarios where Jesus invites us, challenges us to give without expecting reward, to forgive without expecting repayment in return. And I don't know about you, but when I hear these invitations, these challenges, they are challenging to me, right? An experience that I've had recently that I want to maybe invite us into is, I believe what Jesus is saying in these verses is those things that you are attached to as you enter into deeper relationship with me, as you enter into a deeper dive into Christian life, even those things that you felt like you had permission to hold to yourself, you need to give those away, right? Example here. From the one who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. I think maybe the way that this phrase is communicated isn't necessarily like from a thief who corners you on the side of the road and steals your coat, but this could be the friend who asks to borrow one thing that you begrudgingly agree to allow them to borrow, but secretly in your mind, and I know that I've done this, right? I strategically withhold the one thing that I would like for them not to see that they might have access to ask for, or the great example of when you lend to somebody, do not demand it back. I had an experience a couple years ago where I offered a friend something of significant value to me, and that friend never gave it back. And for a while, I harbored a lot of frustration and judgment toward this person. And I realized that although I had gone through the practice of forgiveness in my mind, I was still carrying the burden of what I considered lost. Friends, allow Jesus to restore our hearts and we'll be free.